are Locked On Giants, your daily San Francisco Giants podcast. Part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
Welcome back to Locked On Giants Baseball, part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day. My name is Ben Caspick, and I'm thrilled to be with you again today. On the show, we provide daily episodes Monday through Friday, approximately 15 to 20 minutes in length, talking about the San Francisco Giants in a way that's data-driven and rational, but also simple, passionate, and accessible to all. Coming up on today's show, we're going to talk about the Giants' disappointing loss to the Rockies. They jumped out to a 6-1 lead in the fourth inning, and they had a 6-4 lead going into the bottom of the seventh, but the bullpen could not hold on. Just a classic Coors game where they scored some runs early, but just didn't continue to add on. And the longer that went on, the more you felt like the Rockies had a chance, and sure enough, the Rockies did come back. It's just something that happens at Coors Field. It's just a nightmarish place to play at times, and yesterday was just one of those games, a forgettable game, but a game that really mattered and a game that could have put the Giants in an excellent position and have a strong hold on a playoff spot. So as it is, they're still just a half game out of a playoff spot. They're still in the race, and this thing will pick up again on Friday. But we'll talk about the game, talk about the ramifications, and then preview this upcoming series on today's show. One reason to repair and maintain your cars is to save money that you can then use on more important things like the mortgage or food. Why would you choose to spend 30, 50, 100% more for the exact same auto parts at a chain store or new car dealership? Random example, a fuel pump assembly for a 2005 to 2010 Honda Odyssey costs $353.99 at Advance, which is a big chain store, and $216.79 at rockauto.com. Chain stores have different price tiers for professional mechanics and do-it-yourselfers. RockAuto.com's prices are the same for everybody and are reliably low. Best of all, RockAuto.com is a family business serving auto parts customers online for 20 years. Go to RockAuto.com right now and see all the parts available for your car or truck. Write Locked On in their How Did You Hear About Us box so they know that we sent you. Amazing selection, reliably low prices, all the parts your car will ever need. RockAuto.com. A little bit about me. I've been a contributor for SB Nation's Beyond the Box Score and Rotographs, which is part of Fangraphs. I started a Giants podcast called Covecast in 2015 and then joined the Locked On Podcast Network in 2019. I'm also a lifelong diehard Giants fan, so I've seen my share of Coors Field games, and yesterday was a classic Coors Field game. And as good as the game started off for the Giants, they had an opportunity even in the first inning to just put the Rockies away. They had the bases loaded, two outs, Donovan Solano, the leadoff hitter, was back up at the plate, and I believe he struck out. But in that situation, you know, a bases clearing double, even just a single that tacks on two runs would have been huge. And honestly, I think if you're the Rockies, you feel like you escaped that inning and that you're still in the game when you're able to get out of a bases-loaded situation. But it's hard for me to say the Giants blew it there because they scored a bunch of their runs even in that first inning with two outs. So they could have easily just scored like one run in the inning, but they did end up with four in the first inning. So they did add individual runs in the third and fourth to make it 6-1. But after that, they did not score in the fifth through ninth innings. Logan Webb got the start for the Giants, and he didn't have his best command. He did end up pitching pretty well. He pitched into the sixth inning. He allowed a solo homer to Garrett Hampson, who's just homered three times in this series, twice against Kevin Gausman on Tuesday and then once against Webb yesterday. So Webb pitches into the sixth inning. He gets Charlie Blackmon on three pitches to start the inning, but then he allows a single to Kevin Pillar and a single to Garrett Hampson. And then Gabe Kapler, I think at an appropriate time, goes and gets Harleen Garcia for the lefty Sam Hilliard. But Hilliard singled, which scored Pillar, moved Hampson to third, and then Fuentes hit a sacrifice fly to right field. Giants get out of the inning without further damage, but Those two runs, unfortunately, charged to Logan Webb, so he did end up allowing four earned runs in 5 1/3, which is actually a pretty solid start at Coors Field, especially given he was staked to a 6-1 lead. The Giants got all over Kyle Freeland. He only ended up pitching two innings. He's been the Rockies' best pitcher by far. Yastrzemski homered against him left on left in the first inning. Alex Dickerson was in the lineup against Freeland, a left-handed starting pitcher. It's the first time all year that Dickerson has started a game against a lefty. I mean, the Giants hit pretty well in this game. They had 13 hits. I'm looking through the box score. Daniel Robertson, who was acquired from the Rays just a couple weeks ago, who's now on the Giants, he started at shortstop. So he's now an interesting guy in the mix against left-handed pitching. When there's a lefty starter, he can move all over the field, and he started at shortstop. So that's a pretty interesting development there. And he did have two hits and a walk in this game. Joey Bart had another hit. He really should have had two. He hit just a missile to second base that the second baseman, Hampson, was like bailing out because it was hit so hard. Tricky hop, and it just kicked off Hampson and went into center field. So I'm calling that a hit if I'm the official scorer. So really, Bart should have had two hits in this game. And he did not strike out. That's a good day for Joey Bart these days. Alex Dickerson had two hits. I believe both of them came against the lefty. At least one of them came against Freeland. So that was interesting to see because he almost never plays against left-handed pitching. Flores had two hits and a walk. Longoria had two hits. Yastrzemski had three hits. Solano was 0-for-5 out of the leadoff spot with three strikeouts. So he came up a few times in big spots and was not able to come through. Hard for me to criticize him too much, of course, given all he's done for this team this year. But today, yesterday, out of the leadoff spot, was possibly one of his worst games of the year. Oh man, the Giants' defense was sloppy. Wilmer Flores made an awful throwing error. I mean, it wasn't that costly at the time. Rockies were already taking the lead and scoring runs. But earlier in the inning or in some other inning, I think it was the same inning when the Rockies scored five, there was a ground ball hit hard to Flores's right, and he just tried to backhand it and went right past him. So that, you know, with a superior first baseman, that could be a double play. But instead, it just totally added fuel to the Rockies' rally. And it cost them. I mean, Flores' defense cost them yesterday. And some people are going to say, why wasn't Brandon Belt out there for defense with the Giants having a lead? You got to give the guy some time off. He's been dealing with foot issues, and when he's getting a day off, I mean, they want him to have a day off and not have to go out there in the sixth inning, seventh inning for defense. So somebody's got to play first base, and it was Flores, and he cost them again yesterday. But I mean, it was also the pitching. Sam Coonrod, Tyler Rogers just didn't have it yesterday. Each allowed multiple runs in the seventh inning. All right, so coming up in the second half of the show, we'll wrap up talking about this game and then look ahead to the upcoming series, talk about where the Giants are in the standings, what the schedule is like, just kind of moving on and looking at what's to come. Can the Guinness Book of World Records give 2020 world's greatest delay of game? Even though sports had a break, your business didn't. You have to keep moving, and that makes hiring more important than ever. Indeed is here to help. Indeed.com is the number one job site in the world because Indeed gets you the best people fast. Unlike other sites, Indeed gives you full control and payment flexibility over your hiring. You only pay for what you need, you can pause your account at any time, and there are no long-term contracts. Plus, Indeed provides powerful tools to make your search that much easier, like sponsored jobs, which are shown to be 3.5 times more likely to result in a hire. With 73% of online job seekers visiting Indeed each month, Indeed is going to get you the important hire you need, just like they have for over 3 million businesses. Right now, Indeed is offering our listeners a free $75 credit to boost your job post, which means more quality candidates will see it fast. Try Indeed out with a free $75 credit at Indeed.com/LockedOnMLB. This is their best offer available anywhere. Go right now to Indeed.com/LockedOnMLB. Terms and conditions apply. Offer valid through September 30th. When you need red wine at 4 p.m., sushi at 9 p.m., a breakfast burrito at 8 a.m., and ibuprofen at 10 a.m., Postmate it. Postmates is your personal food delivery, grocery delivery, whatever kind of delivery service all year round. Anything you're craving, Postmates can deliver. They're the largest on-demand network in the U.S. and offer delivery from all the restaurants, grocery and convenience stores, and traditional retailers you could possibly want or need. 24 hours a day, 365 days a year, Postmates will bring you what you need within the hour. No more trips to the store. You don't even have to know where the store is. Postmates will deliver anything to you. Download the app for iOS or Android for free. Browse local restaurants and businesses and track your delivery in real time. For a limited time, Postmates is giving our listeners $100 of free delivery credit for your first 7 days. To start your free deliveries, download the app and use code LOCKEDON. That's code LOCKEDON for $100 of free delivery credit for your first 7 days when you download the Postmates app. Anything you need, anytime you need it, Postmate it. Download Postmates and save with code LOCKEDON. Okay, as promised, here in the second half of the show, I want to talk about what's to come for this Giants team. Yes, they lost a disappointing game to the Rockies, but if you zoom out and look at the big picture on this road trip, they did end up winning 3 and losing 2. So they just continue to win series, win road trips, have good home stands. I mean, they've just been playing well now for the last couple of weeks since those Trevor Gott blown games that really, I mean, at the time we kept saying, what if they had won those games? Well, let's just say that again. What if they had won at least 2 of those 3 games? They would be 20-18. So they're really playing like at least a 500 team right now. Their run differential is almost 0. I believe it's -5. No, it's -4. And that run differential, -4, according to MLB.com, has an expected win-loss record of 19-19. So the Giants underperforming their run differential by 1 game. But now they need to win 2 in a row just to get to 500. So it's a little unfortunate. They probably should be 500 right now. But there is no should. They are not 500. They're 18-20. And where they stand in the wild card race is they fell to a half game behind the Rockies for that final seed. So if you follow me on Twitter, you know I've been really frustrated with how MLB.com and the app is displaying the standings. They're just completely wrong. For the longest time, they were just listing the divisions without any kind of reference to the new playoff format. And so if you're a fan of any team that's in the postseason race, unless your team is winning the division, you're kind of confused as to what's going on. And most people don't just know the new playoff format. MLB needs to do a better job of showing it on the standings page on their site and on the app. And so they made an attempt to fix that, but that attempt is just, it fell completely flat because it's actually incorrect information that they're showing. So on the main standings page, they're now showing wild card games back in addition to division games back. But that number is wrong. And actually, as I refresh it now, they've fixed it. Maybe they saw my complaints, my repeated complaints on Twitter, but they seem to have fixed it now. Yep, it's correct. So good job, MLB. They finally corrected this issue. It is now showing that the Rockies are in a playoff spot and the Giants are just half a game back. So my other gripe is that they created this new postseason standings tab where you can see the 1-8 seeds, and those are there and those are correct, but they're not showing how many games back the teams that are trailing are. So the Giants, it's showing them behind the Rockies, but it doesn't show how many games back they are. I guess now on the other page it is showing, but it'd be nice to see it in the postseason standings page. So anyway, the Rockies are the number 8 seed. The Marlins are currently the number 7 seed. And for anyone who's confused about the postseason standings, I would not blame you. Let me clarify how it works. This year only, the top 2 teams in each division automatically make the postseason. So right now, that's the Dodgers and Padres in the West, the Cubs and Cardinals in the Central, and the Braves and Phillies in the East. The wild card teams are then the 2 best non-first or second place teams. And right now, that's the Marlins, who are at 500. Their record is 16-16. and then the Rockies a half game behind the Marlins at 18-19. So then the Giants are just a half game behind the Rockies at 18-20, meaning the Giants are just one game back of the number 7 seed. And there's no like wild card game this year. Those eight teams are just going to automatically make the postseason, and then they're ranked by record. And then the number 8 seed will play the number 1 seed, number 2 will play number 7, etc., in a best of 3 series to kick off the postseason. And all 3 potential games will be hosted by the superior seed. So hopefully that makes sense. If you don't get it, I don't blame you, because MLB has not done a good job of showing that. So it's really become time to start watching the standings and watching these games by teams that are ahead of the Giants or in the vicinity of the race with the Giants. So the Rockies are off today, so the Giants will remain a half game back going into tomorrow. And the Marlins are also off, so that all will stay the same going into tomorrow. But then on Friday, the Marlins have to play the Tampa Bay Rays in Tampa Bay. The Rays, I believe, have the best record in the game right now. No, second best. Best in the American League, second best to the Dodgers. The Rays are 26-12. They're 12-5 at home. So tough series upcoming for the Marlins. And then the Rockies are in Los Angeles. So beneficial to the Giants there with those two series upcoming. The Giants host the Diamondbacks, who I still think are a pretty decent team, although they did sell at the deadline and they've really fallen flat this season. But also of note about this upcoming series is that Madison Bumgarner is going to come off the injured list for the Diamondbacks, and he's going to start on Saturday. So that's going to be a tremendous amount of fun watching Madison Bumgarner in San Francisco in a different uniform. Giants have hit lefties really well this season. Madison Bumgarner, just another lefty at this point that the Giants will face. Apparently Austin Slater, who's an important cog in that lineup against left-handed pitchers, he's hopefully going to be back this weekend. That's the plan. Anyway, that is all the time we have for today. Remember to get this show every weekday. You need to hit that subscribe button if you haven't done so already. Once again, my name is Ben Kaspic. You can follow me on Twitter at Ben Kaspic. That's K-A-S-P-I-C-K. And you'll need to follow me there if you want to submit a question for the upcoming mailbag that we're going to do tomorrow. If you enjoy the show, please consider rating it, giving it 5 stars, leaving a review. Whatever you can do is very much appreciated. Thanks so much for listening, and we'll see you tomorrow.